Old Colonel Pickett, the cattle king, was out riding the range. The night before, he had seen the new moon descending over the white cone of Pickett's Peak. "I saw the last moon over Frank's Peak," he said, "and the luck was against me for a month. Now I reckon it's my turn." Next morning, his luck began. A letter came from Washington granting his request that a post office be established at his ranch and contained the polite inquiry, "What name do you suggest for the new post office?" The colonel took down his new rifle, a 4590 repeater. "May as well," he said. "This is my month." And he rode up the Graybull to see how the cattle were doing. As he passed under the Rimrock Mountain, he heard a faraway roaring of bulls fighting and thought nothing of it until he rounded the point and saw on a flat below a lot of his cattle pawing the dust and bellowing as they always do when they smell the blood of one of their number. He soon saw the great bull, the boss of the bunch, was covered with blood. His back and sides were torn as the mountain lion, His back and sides were torn as by a mountain lion, and his head was battered as by another bull. "Grizzly," growled the colonel, for he knew the mountains. He quickly noted the general direction of the bull's back trail, then rode toward a high bank that offered a view. This was across the gravelly ford of the Graybull, near the mouth of the Piney. His horse splashed through the cold water and began jerkily to climb the other bank. As soon as the rider's head rose above the bank, his hand grabbed for the rifle, for there in full sight were five grizzly bears, an old one and four cubs. "Run for the woods," growled Mother Grizzly, for she knew that men carried guns. Not that she feared for herself, but the idea of such things among her darlings was too horrible to think of. She set off to guide them to the timber tangle on the lower Piney, but an awful, murderous fusillade began. Bang! And Mother Grizzly felt a deadly pang. Bang! And poor little Fuzz rolled over with a scream of pain and laid still. With a roar of hate and fury, Mother Grizzly turned to attack the enemy. Bang! And she fell paralyzed and dying with a shoulder shot. And the three little cubs, not knowing what to do, ran back to their mother. Bang! Bang! And Mooney and Frizzle sank in dying agonies beside her, and Wob, terrified and stupefied, ran in a circle about them. Then, hardly knowing why, he turned and dashed into the timber tangle and disappeared as a last bang left him with a stinging pain and useless broken hind paw. That is why the post office was called Four Bears. The colonel seemed pleased with what he had done, and indeed he told of it himself. But away up in the woods of Anderson's Peak that night, a little lame grizzly might have been seen wandering, limping along, leaving a bloody spot each time he tried to set down his hind paw, whining and whimpering, "Mother, mother, oh mother, where are you?" For he was cold and hungry and had such a pain in his foot. But there was no mother to come to him, and he dared not go back where he left her, so he wandered aimlessly about among the pines. Then he smelled some strange animal smell and heard heavy footsteps, and not knowing what else to do, he climbed a tree. Presently, a band of great, long, slim-necked animals, taller than his mother, came by under the tree. He had seen such once before and had not been afraid of them because he had been with his mother. But now he kept very quiet in the tree, and the big creatures stopped picking the grass when they were near him and, blowing their noses, ran out of sight. He stayed in the tree till near morning, and then he was so stiff with cold that he could scarcely get down. But the warm sun came up, and he felt better as he sought about for berries and for ants, and he was hungry. Then he went back to the Piney and put his wounded foot in the ice-cold water. He wanted to get back to the mountains again, but still he felt he must go where he had left his mother and brothers. When the afternoon grew warm, he went limping down the stream, through the timber, and down on the banks of the Graybull, till he came to the place where yesterday they had had the fish feast, and he eagerly crunched the heads and remains of what he found. But there was an odd and horrid smell on the wind. It frightened him. And as he went down to where he had last seen his mother, the smell grew worse. He peeped out cautiously at the place and saw there a lot of coyotes tearing at something. What it was, he did not know, but he saw no mother, and the smell that sickened and terrified him was worse than ever. So he quietly turned back toward the timber tangle of the lower Piney and never more came back to look for his lost family. He wanted his mother as much as ever, but something told him it was no use. As cold night came down, he missed her more and more again, and he whimpered as he limped along, a miserable, lonely, little motherless bear, not lost in the mountains, for he had no home to seek. He was so sick and lonely, and with such a pain in his foot and his stomach, craving for the drink that would never more be his. That night he found a hollow log, and crawling in, he tried to dream that his mother's great furry arms were around him, and he snuffled himself to sleep.